Welcome back. In 1982, John Fisher released the album Dark Horse, and we asked about the title track and who is the Dark Horse.
This song really came as a way of expressing the value of mentoring. And when I originally wrote the song, I was thinking about an individual who a kind of discipler of me. He was a Paul to my Timothy. That would have been in the early 70s. When I was an intern at Peninsula Bible Church in Palo Alto, and I worked under the direction of one of their staff members named Ron Ritchie, who was working with high school people at the time. And Ron was an interesting character, came out of tough times in Philadelphia, an Italian kind of stallion person, had a lot of strikes against him, and yet God did incredible things, getting his attention and bringing him out of an orphanage and saving him. And a most unique character, taught me a lot just from walking with him and watching him, and as well as his teaching. So he actually was the dark horse for me first, kind of a dark character in that sense, and one who would unexpectedly win. Later, I branched this song, and I did write a book, Dark Horse as well, into something more than just something about him. I began to see the dark horse quality in every Christian as an expression of grace, because none of us should win, really, because of our sin, and yet God has turned us into winners because of his grace and his loving forgiveness.
Single plan, spirit in his eye.
He's a dark horse. John Fisher on Streets of Gold. Now, if you were with us last hour, we mentioned that John Fisher wrote articles for CCM Magazine for many years. Well, we asked him if writing is now more of a passion for him than being a songwriter.
I'm definitely spending more time writing books and articles now than writing songs, although I still sing and perform my songs even as part of my speaking. That's been another change. I'm speaking more than singing, but I still sing, and I will never give that up. I love songwriting, but it just hasn't gotten the foremost attention. Honestly, it's probably economic more than anything. I'm not the foremost hot new Christian artist on the scene and getting a lot of attention and touring, and that whole thing is not, the machinery isn't in gear in a sense, and my music is not really making money or making a living for me. It's more my speaking, and the speaking is enhanced more by writing than it is music. So music has kind of been pushed to a back burner, although it's still important to me. Sad to say, that's kind of the way it goes, but I also love writing. So I've invested in that. I can help support my family by appearances that come as a result of my ideas in my books, and also through advances on my books. So the music actually is, in a way though, it's good. It's been freed up. I only write when I feel like it, when I have time, when I've got something that I want to write. I can take a more casual approach to it. I do have new songs. My last CD was in 1999. It was a re-release of a 1992 wide-angle CD with three new songs, and it's called Some Folks' World.
Here's another song from his Dark Horse album, Christopher Toes on Streets of Gold. More songs out there about parents singing about their children than butterfly kisses. That is John Fisher, Christopher Toes on Streets of Gold. So what's been some spiritual lessons or blessings in John Fisher's life?
When I was in college and feeling a sense of call into the ministry, since I'd grown up in the church and I'd seen a good deal of hypocrisy and phony Christianity, I made a pact with God. In a sense, I said, I'll serve you with my life, but I ask one thing, it has to be real. And I would say that's probably been the biggest lesson for me and on my journey, is to find out that the Christian life is real, why is it that it actually, the whole point is for us to be honest and real. This is even biblically supported by Paul's ministry and how he tells us to be unveiled and to be trusting in the Spirit's power in us and not our own, and that we're going to be afflicted, we're going to be perplexed, confused, we're going to be struck down, but the life of the Spirit in us is going to go on. And that means that openness, vulnerable, transparency, honesty is a whole part of this whole thing, and not just a nice to do or one of those things that we should probably remind people of time to time, but this is the whole point of the Christian walk. So my request to be that the Christian life be real was definitely answered by the Lord. And then as far as that reality goes into the deep parts of struggling and learning that God is faithful through everything, even our mistakes and our sins, that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned along the way.
Another song now from John Fisher. This is a good one. Lord of the Dance on Streets of Gold.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun. And I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came with me and the dance went on. Dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, and he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. Left me there on a cross to die. I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone. But I am the dance and I still go on. Dance, dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down, but I leapt up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I'll live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance, dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance, dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you in the dance, said he.
Dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he.
Jesus is Lord of everything. You know that, don't you? Even the dance. John Fisher on Streets of Gold. So, what is John Fisher doing today?
John Fisher is writing, speaking, and singing. Kind of goes in that order. I've got my latest book is called Fearless Faith, and I'm out on the road talking about that a lot, living beyond the walls of safe Christianity. I've got about 3 new books on the line. I've got publishers talking to me about them. We haven't. I have one book with Harvest House that'll follow up Fearless Faith that I'm definitely working on and trying to finish by the end of this year. Then I've got three more projects online. I'm doing a number of new articles. I have a Breakpoint column on breakpoint.org, and I'm very excited about that column. I have a column in the bi-monthly devotional put out by Walk Through the Bible called Indeed. I've also been talking with Christianity Today online about doing some writing for them. So keeping quite busy, just trying to keep a lot of balls in the air. Top of that, I'm fathering a two-year-old, who we adopted, 9/9/99 he was born, Chandler. So we've got a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 2-year-old. We're starting all over again, and it's a wonderful experience.
Got time for one final song, I Will Still Love You, from his 1987 release Casual Crimes on Streets of Gold. I will still love you. That's God talking to us. He loves us despite what we may do or not do. Now, how many times has a love come across your life like that? Unconditional love. That's how much God loves us. Hates what we do when we do it wrong, but He loves us anyway, and He's so willing to forgive. Big thanks to John Fisher for sharing his time with us today. I'm Larry Wayne, and we have another block of songs from the 80s just around the corner.